Jonas runs out of fullback. It's all over. 29 points, 28 points is the victory. Port Adelaide, 15-6-96. Defeated Carlton, 9-14-68 at the home of footy, the MCG. Port Adelaide will celebrate tonight. They've started the season very well. 4 wins, 1 loss. Three goals to Georgiadis, 3 goals to the great Robbie Graham. What a star he is. It's always great to watch him play. Charlie Dixon got a couple there, the multiples. 2 to Casbolt for the Blues. And I tell you what, they were just outclassed, particularly since halftime. 23 points up were poured at halftime. And pretty much from that point on, Daze and Joey, they had control of the match and they just saw it out.
Yeah, they did. They're just such an even, consistent side. And that's probably the big difference between these two sides. The class level was there. Yes, Port Adelaide have got better skills, but Port Adelaide have more contributors. I feel with Carlton, the big issue with them is they've got a lot of passengers, a lot of guys that don't influence the game in enough ways. And you know, again, too much was left to too few. Cripps and Walsh tried their hearts out. And a couple of the halfbacks got a fair bit of ball, but there were too many passengers, where Port Adelaide, as we said, they've got a strong forward line, a rock-solid back line, and their midfield are all fit and in form and winning a lot of the ball. So it was a tough ask for the Blues tonight, and it just showed that they're not up to being challenging the top sort of 4 or 5 teams this season.
All right, we're just going about to go down to ground level, courtesy of Fox Footy, because the great Ollie Wines has wandered over there. What was his number tonight, Heath?
Ollie Wines, 32 disposals, most on the field.
All right, let's have a listen.
You must be pleased with the way you came out and the effort that you gave.
Certainly, mate. Yeah, we probably had probably 3 or 4 guys that probably wouldn't have got up if it was 2 or 3 days less. So we're lucky to have an 8-day break. And we've got some battered bodies tonight. So to come to the G, where we all want to play footy, we only get a few opportunities a year guaranteed to play here. So to come here and get a win, it's really pleasing.
How important is that? And do you speak about that coming into a game, about playing at this particular stadium?
Yeah, certainly. Not just to set our season up, but it's a bit of a privilege to play here. Like, it's the home of footy, and as I said, we don't get too many opportunities. So to earn the right at the end of the year to play here in September, you've got to do it well throughout the year, and it's pleasing to get the result this time.
We spoke about your performance tonight as being businessmanlike. It was just really well and very calculated. Is that how it felt out there, that everything pretty much went to plan?
Yeah, certainly. We still hurt ourselves a lot with our ball movement, turning it over in sort of compromising positions, and that's probably the only way they really scored on us. So it has been a bit of a trend, but we're not going to sort of slow down a game style. We're going to keep 100 miles an hour, winning it off our defence, and continue to have a crack.
We were singing the praises of Alira Lee tonight. Did you know he was that good at football?
Oh, it's a wonder Sydney gave him away so cheaply, but look, we're just so pleased to have him. You've seen him complement our back line terrifically. He provides us with that sort of intercept marking ability, so he's had an unreal start to the year, and looking forward to seeing him develop.
He was superb once again in the midfield, had huge numbers. I wanted to ask about Trav Boak. He got tagged, not happening a lot in the game anymore. How do you support him, and are you aware of it while it's going on?
Yeah, we knew it happened pretty soon. We saw sort of Kerno go to him, give him a fair bit of attention, but he played a really selfless role. He sort of went to Cripps and was able to sort of dwell his impact on the game and shut him down. But look, it's going to happen to many people throughout the game. And as long as we can sort of pass the baton on to do the team role, we're happy to do that. And he was tonight, and we got the result from it.
Congratulations. Great performance. Well done.
Cheers, mate.
Good day, Sport. They play a brand of footy as well. That was courtesy of Fox Footy, of course. A brand of footy. It's just good to watch. Big forwards, good defenders, a classy midfield, and throw in Robbie Gray, and they're just a good side to watch.
They certainly are, Baz, and it's good. It described it as businesslike there, I think Dal put to him, and he said it was, and they were clinical at times. You know, the Blues came out, they tested them early, and then their inaccuracy, but as the great sides do, when you give them a chance, they go up the other end, they can score. The only question coming out of this game to me is where are the Blues at? Do you think, and can you see them making finals this year, Joey?
No, I can't. I've sort of said that from the start of the year. I just think they're an average team. They're a good team. They'll win some games, and they'll beat opposition, but they're not consistent enough with particularly how they defend. I don't know how many goals off turnover tonight, Ethan, but they concede too many goals from turnover. Their ball use is generally one of their strengths. Tonight, they're ordinary. But just going back to Ollie Wines, when they say business-like, I reckon that's a bit I think they're a bit undersold. I think it's a bit underestimated and undersold how important he is. I think he's a star. I mean, he's the most important cog in this machine, I think, by that guy that wins that hard ball on the inside. They base their game on clearance and contested ball and pressure and effort, and he typifies that. He's the heart and soul. Starts with him on the inside, and then everything else around him and the runners and the outside work come off the back of Ollie Wines. So, look, I think because he's a bit unfashionable, the way that he plays, but if you look at it, I mean, right now I'd almost think he'd be a Brownlow medal contender. He's had three best on grounds at least in the first 6 weeks. He was best on ground again tonight. I think he's a wonderful player.
And the beauty of him knowing that Travis Boak was getting heavily sat on, for him to stand up and then contribute in the manner he did tonight, that's why they're such a great side. They've got great depth throughout every single line. Speaks of Alir there saying how cheaply Sydney gave him up. Port Adelaide must have been absolutely licking their lips. Mm. He was one of the better players on the ground. So it just so happens, we said a bit with the Cats, when you're a good side and you just seem to get all the...
They all want to play for you.
They all want to come across. So well done to them, Baz. I think if they were a Victorian side, we'd be speaking about them a lot more often and put them a lot higher in our appraisal of how they are as a footy club.
With a good list and already... And recruit well as well. I mean, you mentioned Fantasia was one. I mean, he's... Just a handy recruit. A bit of icing on the cake, Joey.
Absolutely. Oh, I think, I mean, they've got some injuries. I mean, they're missing some good players. And you wouldn't have even known. Like, there were some names, not household names, when you talk about Woodcock and about Lockie Jones in the back line. Sam Mays is back getting a game. He's been around for a long time. You know, yeah, Bergman. So they've still got some. Will and Drew came on as a sub. So they've still got five or six players that aren't household names. But they are such a good system. They play a strong brand, Baz, and that's why it doesn't matter who plays for them. When they put the jumper on, they play the same way. They play the Port Adelaide way, and they're going to be hard to beat.
This is a Triple M Amy review. Of course, Amy, who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. As Port Adelaide head down to the rooms, we'll stick with Port as they head down there because they'll be belting out the theme song tonight. Four wins, one loss after five rounds. You take that, Dace.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been really good. And the only loss, of course, was to West Coast Eagles over there. They got jumped in that one and they managed to come back and make it a serviceable game. Sometimes, you know, they had a pretty soft start to the year, and including their Amy Community Series form as well. So that little West Coast game might have just been the little reminder that they needed to sharpen them up a little bit. And since then, they've been clinical.
And don't forget to head to Macca's. Just like a game of footy, Macca's new McSpicy Burger. It certainly does have a serious kick, and we'll be getting stuck into those a little bit later on. 15-6-96 Port Adelaide, Carlton 9-14-68. That final score again from the Gabba, Ruth?
Final score at the Gabba, it was the Brisbane Lions by 57 points, 15-12-102, Essendon 6-9-45.
Well, we'll be back here to wrap it up from the MCG very, very shortly. Port Adelaide winners and the Brisbane Lions. Well, they've smashed the Bombers tonight up at the Gabba as well. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy. Ah, Joey Montagna, Daisy Thomas here to wrap it up. But it was a 28-point win to Port Adelaide over Carlton tonight. Let's head down to the rooms and listen to the boys belt out the song. Good win for Port Adelaide. They did very, very well tonight at the MCG, somewhere where they haven't been for a while. Ethan Meldon, the Red Z Lending Stats, what do they tell you about the 28-point win to Port?
Well, Carlton ended up dominating the territory, 56 inside, 50s to 48, but it was their use by foot that really let them down. Kicked at 58% tonight, 47% in their forward half. Conversely, Port Adelaide going at 71%. Meant they had 57 more uncontested possessions, Port Adelaide, 68 more disposals. And as you said before the break, Joey, 10 goals from turnover to Port Adelaide. Carlton with just the four. Leading ball winners on the ground, Ollie Wines had 32 touches. That was the most. Travis Boak had 29. Carl Amon, 28 and a goal. For Carlton, Sam Walsh, 29 disposals. He was the number one ranked player on the ground in the end. Paddy Cripps, 27. And this result means, Baz, that Carlton have now lost 21 of their last 22 games at the MCG under lights.
Ooh, there you go. That's interesting. Do we know that one, Joey?
Didn't know that one coming into tonight.
I did.
Dave, yes.
I played him most of them, Baz.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that, yes. We're part of the action. Choice Hotels around the grounds. Just one more time, Heath. Of course, the Bombers got belted tonight at the Gabba.
Yeah, they did. 57 points to the margin in the end. 15-12-102 to Brisbane. Essendon, 6-9-45.
Bob Jane Teemart's got a ripping job from Nat Yanidis tonight. She's done a fantastic job, and we're going to hear from her very shortly. The next three games from both of these clubs, where are they going? Big Tim Solly. His name's Tim Solly, but he's big, so we call him Big Tim Solly. Thanks. What do you got for us, Tim?
Thanks, Bazza. Well, the Blues, they get to stick around in Melbourne for the next 3 weeks. They've got the Lions at Marvel, then they get the Bombers at the G, and then the Dogs back at Marvel. So they'll be looking to chalk up at least one win there against the Bombers, perhaps. But Lions and Dogs is a tough ask. Port Adelaide, on the other hand, they take on the Saints next week at Adelaide Oval, which you think would be an easy touch-up. But as we mentioned, they're a pretty bit banged up, Joey. Keep it on the straight track here, boys. And the one that's the real mouth-watering contest, round 7, Port Adelaide taking on the Lions at the Gabba. So that'll be another real test for them, where they went over to Optus Oval against the Eagles and lost that one. We'll see if they can rebound against the Lions at the Gabba. And then round 8, they take on the Crows in the derby back at Adelaide Oval in round 8.
All right, so the Saints are gone, Joey. The Bombers are no good.
Yep. I think there is starting to be a bit of a gap, though, in all seriousness, with the competition. Yes. I think we are seeing the contenders from the pretenders that we like to use, and I think we've found out a couple this weekend.
Certainly have, and as I said, I'll tell you what, plenty of work to do tonight for Nat Yanidis, who did a fantastic job, because there was a fair bit of activity, particularly in that first half down on the boundary line, Nat. And just give us a wrap for Bob Jane Teemart of what you saw down there.
Yeah, that's right, Baz, particularly from the Port Adelaide bench. Now, the major one that we saw today was Dan Houston, AC joint, the left shoulder for him. So he was the one that was subbed out of that match. Hamish Hartlett also looked to be struggling for a lot of the game. The club was saying that it's a cork, a high leg hip cork for Hamish Hartlett, but he looked really proppy throughout that match. I know you also mentioned Connor Rosie. He came off limping, but looked a little bit more like a cramp, and he was pretty keen to get back on. So that's the gist of it for Port Adelaide. As far as Carlton goes, I think the major one for them was Jacob Wiedering, who was what we thought was going to be out with concussion, but came back after passing his HIA and played out the rest of the match.
Yeah, it was a bit. It was interesting, but obviously he had the test done and he passed, which is good news, and he'll be right to go. He went back out in the ground. So.
Yeah, and he was pretty good once he came back on. It didn't look great, but I'm not sure. We got the beauty of the replay here. Obviously the doctors did it. There's protocols to go through, so he obviously ticked all the boxes, and that's good news, because without him, it's obviously 12 days if he had have gone off with the concussion. So fingers crossed he will get up for next week.
Ripping work, Nat. Well played tonight. Dominated down on the boundary line. We've got the Triple M MVP award, of course, for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on the site. And I know all about that, Big Tim, being a Sparky. Everyone of my mates are just laughing at me, going, "You haven't been on the tools for 10 years, you flog." Anyway, Dace, what are the numbers?
That's probably 10, not enough. Yeah. One vote, Carl Amon. That beautiful left foot reminds me of a bit of a Ryan Loney sort of type. He can have the one vote. Alir thought he was unbelievable off halfback. Not only the work he did on Harry Mackay, but also his ability to come out and help others when they got off their opponents. And three votes, no surprises. Ollie Wines, best player on the ground by a mile.
Well played, Dave. Looking forward to wandering up the highway with you tomorrow afternoon as we head to the Cats in North Melbourne. Got a big day of football tomorrow. Heath, what's happening on Triple M football tomorrow?
We got Adelaide and Fremantle tomorrow. Melbourne Hawthorn back here at the MCG, and then Geelong North Melbourne capping it all off.
All right. So for Mungrel Boots, of course, Daisy, your Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. Who's your best on again? Who was the number one, the best on ground?
Three votes went to Ollie Wines.
Well played, Joey.
Thanks, Baz. Well done to you.
One of the pleasures of my life.
You're like Ollie Wines in this box. No. You are the most important cog, and we just hang around you.
Yeah.
We build off you.
I reckon I'm just the biggest flog in the box. That's what I reckon. I'm giving that feedback all the time by my mates out there. Said, yeah, we listen to you.
You're an underrated star, Baz. Flog. You play it down.
Hey, we thank Rudy. He's looked after us, hasn't he?
He's been brilliant.
What about Kirko? Always great to have Kirko.
Kirk, he's like Alir.
Corey's a star. What about those hot chips? Corey, please. They were just sensational. And we thank Leroy back in the studio
because Leroy
is an absolute star.
He's Charlie Dixon.
He is. He's like the
big Charlie, big Chaz
of our team. An absolute star. Baz signing off on behalf of the big crew. Tim Solly, well called from you too. Brilliant work. Ethan, you are a ripper. A big win for Port Adelaide. They won by 28 points over Carlton, and the Lions belted the Bombers tonight in Saturday night footy. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks footy.